The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI on this beautiful Friday, December 5th, 5 minutes past the hour. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. You know, this is an interesting email I got a few days ago. I think this is when we were talking about worker rights and women getting off for menstrual leave and things like that. Initials IK writes, Doctor, I'm a small business owner with 6 employees. Without sounding prejudiced, my male employees give me less drama than my female ones. With monthly call-ins, becoming pregnant, fights with ex-boyfriends, I find myself wanting to hire men over women. Just thought I'd put in my 2 cents. How does one make a female productive friendly workplace? I think he means a female friendly workplace productive. I'm not sure what he means there, but okay. This is exactly what I was saying the other day. All right. Not that I want to talk today. We got a lot of other medical news to talk about. I don't want to so much talk about employee relations, but this is exactly what's happening. The more we may push for rules and regulations and, you know, us being able to, as women, get, you know, time off, etc., the more we're going to see employers not want to hire us. Now, he goes on, and I'm not going to go through his whole email, but I understand what he's trying to ask here. How do you make a female-friendly workplace but productive? All right, now, Nate, I have a medical office. And you don't have as many male nurses as female nurses. And many of the male nurses find work, and they are just grabbed. They are grabbed instantaneously. It's very, very rare to find an unemployed male nurse because they could lift more to like, let's say, a hospital staff or et cetera. They'll usually grab the male nurse, you know, et cetera. Even though you would think a female nurse would have an advantage because when you have to bathe patients, et cetera, it's very easier to have a female nurse there than a male nurse doing the bathing on a female patient. So even though there seems to be that propensity to want to have more female nurses in many medical settings, somebody who could lift, it's hilarious how, you know, even my patients that are male nurses, they're like, I've never been unemployed. So male nurses get grabbed up in a jiffy, and I don't think it's because they may be on the whole easier to have as an employee. I think it's because of some of the extra work duties they could give the male nurse. Okay? All right? But, you know, with my staff, just usually we've had females. We have a male nurse with us. Now we've had male nurses before in the past. Really, they're great. I mean, we do good. I think the chemistry between the female and the men do well. It works. It does. I like having the mixture. I really do. I think our best office staff, and we have a lot of staff who've been married to military, etc. So we have a lot of people come and go. Some have surgery. Some just don't like the job. Some find it's easier to not work. So we've had a variety of people leave, variety of people stay over the years. But I know I can see less drama when we have the mixture of men and women. So I would say, number one, my first piece of advice is make sure you have the mixture. Okay? I think that helps all around. Okay? You have all men. Maybe it helps to have a woman in the group. I know some of you men are like, no, don't bring a woman into our man cave. I don't know. know. I think maybe it'll help a little bit. I don't know. But I think the mixtures do well. Okay? That's just me. But again, I run a medical office. I don't run a warehouse. Okay? So I can't speak for that. I don't know what his small business is. Number two, if you as an employer, all right, like me, every Monday or Friday, somebody's calling in. And again, today we had somebody call in, whether they're faking or not. Then you may need to staff accordingly, okay? If Mondays and Fridays are always your call-in days, then extra staff those days, but light staff during your week. Something like that. The sick leave, etc., you can always choreograph that. Okay, there's X number of sick days, etc. You have somebody always calling in sick, man or woman or whatever, have them bring in a doctor's note. You're sick, we're running a restaurant, I need to know you aren't, you know, giving us a communicable disease, or, you know, you're not contagious to the patrons. You come back with a release to go back to work. I get that a lot. I used to hate it. As a doctor, having to write those for my patients, I thought it was unfair. I thought it was unfair that my patients would have to, when they're sick, stop everything to go to a doctor, pay to go to a doctor. I'm like, this has got to be frustrating if you're what your boss won't let you come back to work. But then I started to hear that, well, bosses are responsible if coworkers get sick. We talked about work notes, et cetera. If coworkers get sick, now the boss is responsible because he allowed you to come back when you were sick, right? Or the call-ins. And I noticed in my practice, once I said, well, why don't we try that? You know, I spoke to my husband about that. We spoke to our office manager. Why don't we say for the multiple call-ins, okay, bring in a doctor's note. It's, I mean, 50% reduction in call-outs. Nobody was coming to work sick. Just 50% reduction in call-outs. You're calling out on a Friday or a Monday or after a long weekend because you're sick. Where's your doctor's note? And it helped, but I hate that as a boss. I hate doing that. But, again, what else do you do? I also have to be fair to my other coworkers. You call in sick, now your coworker is doing double the duty. We also reward people for good attendance. And that's something. I don't like to penalize people for bad attendance, but I love rewarding. So you have great attendance, you get a bonus. You know, that you know, so there's ways you could, you know, there's things you could do. But I hope that helps. A female-friendly, productive workplace. Yeah. And in my office, we have to have chocolate. Makes everybody friendly. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every every American needs to know about Central Bank Power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Big thanks for you all to tuning in so diligently. It's Friday. Leave me alone. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so there's a woman now who is blaming her heart attack on a Chick-fil-A shake. All right? A woman from Texas is suing Chick-fil-A because she says one of the chain's cherry-topped milkshakes gave her a heart attack. Cindy Scruggs purchased the shake from a location in McKinney near Plano, Texas on May 10th. But when she put the maraschino cherry in her mouth, she discovered that it had not been properly de-pitted. When Scruggs chomped down on the pit, she fractured two teeth below the gum line. That then led to a gum infection. The gum infection then led to sepsis. Sepsis is basically a blood infection. So gum infection went to sepsis, blood infection. She says this then in turn led her to a heart attack. Scruggs has left Texas, has moved to Colorado, and is suing the chain and the cherry supplier, Dell's Maraschino Cherries Company, Inc. in New York. But those are my favorite cherries. I'm not a cherry fan, but I love Maraschino cherries. She is suing for between $200,000 and $1 million to cover medical expenses, physical pain, disfigurement, impairment, and mental anguish. They say here in an unrelated matter, a Nebraska man in 2013 sued Walmart saying that a plastic bag led to his wife's death. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second. Okay, she's the one that chose the shake. But she may have a case here if the Maraschino cherry had a pit. Now, all the defense lawyer has to argue is you have to assume all cherries and all fruits have pits. All right. Now, even though us with the Maraschino cherries, I used to, you know, serve drinks and bartend and stuff. You have to know, you really know your Maraschino cherry. And I liked it when you on some drinks you break the cherry and on some drinks you throw the cherry on there. Some drinks the cherry has to be on the bottom, some on the top. So you smash the cherry and that's how you also know there's no pit. But usually you assume that the Maraschino cherries are pitless. So, she may have a case with that. I've only eaten a Chick-fil-A once, and it was good. And I was ready to walk in there going, what is all the hype with Chick-fil-A, really? Is it really that? I was like, whoa, it was delicious. It's got to be butter or something, I don't know. But, man, I don't live where there's a Chick-fil-A. There's no Chick-fil-A's where I'm at. And maybe that's good because they're just so tasty. All right. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know how to answer this. I've been asked about the Eric Garner choking and the, you know, could he have spoken while choking the choking victim in New York? In the process of being handcuffed. What other medical conditions could he have had? Did the police possibly incite a heart attack? You know, I don't know. I think a lot of us would love to see some of the evidence that the grand jury received on that. You know, I was, you know, watching the Ferguson news and the Ferguson riots and the updates, and this was only starting to get a little bit of press. And when I first heard that somebody had died after being handcuffed or in a chokehold, the first thing I thought of is, did he have a heart attack while he was being chokeholded? And then I guess we started to hear news that, you know, that the chokehold did not affect the windpipe, he had a heart attack, etc. But I get asked as a doctor, where does the blame lie when somebody gets a heart attack? Like, for example, this Chick-fil-A story. A lot of people think she was going to blame Chick-fil-A for a heart attack because the shakes were so high in calories. Well, nobody would buy that, okay? Nobody would buy that Chick-fil-A caused or a restaurant that has a high fat content. Like, we have something called the Heart Attack Grill where we live, all right? And people like to blame that Heart Attack Grill for giving people heart attacks. The thing is if you're going to be prone, you know, like James Gandolfini of The Sopranos, I mean, if you're going to be prone to a heart attack, it doesn't matter where you eat. When it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Yes, there could be excitement, there could be an inciting event, there could be inflammation, etc. But if you're that vulnerable, where you sit down at one place or another to eat, you are more prone to a heart attack. Okay? With the case with the chokehold, and again, I don't really want to talk too much about this until I could see some of the other evidence. You know, that's not like an everyday occurrence. Every day, you know, you're not going to be getting chokeholded every day. So, you know, you can't use the same argument. Well, you know, you can't blame Chick-fil-A because it's their shakes, etc. And remember, this Chick-fil-A case is a pit in a cherry. Again, something different from eating something over-caloric fattening food, etc. But you know, if you unfortunately have medical issues that haven't gotten addressed, and you have no idea that you are a heart attack about to happen, and 99% of the people that unfortunately die of a heart attack have had no idea. My father had no idea. Of course, I blamed myself. My mom blamed her. Everybody blamed themselves for him dying. Well, you know, I didn't take him to a heart doctor. I didn't teach my mom. I told him to go to a heart doctor. He didn't want to. I didn't teach my mom CPR. No, if you're going to be prone to a heart attack, it's going to happen. Okay? Whether they're, unfortunately, I have no idea what his medical issues were in this particular case. I was asked, what about him being able to speak if he was choking? If somebody says, I can't breathe, does the fact that he's talking mean he could breathe? You could speak, all right, with the air that you have, all right, but if you feel hypoxic, if you feel like, for example, if you're choking on food, some people will go, oh, hey, choking. And they'll try to speak. Okay? It's hard to. It's very difficult. A true 100% obstruction, you won't be able to speak. But if you're 90% obstructed, etc., all right, and you're exchanging air, right, there's air there, but that doesn't mean you're necessarily that you're not compromised. So I have no idea. I mean, again, we're hearing assumptions that the police strangled him to the point that he didn't breathe. We're also hearing other reports that they didn't strangle him, but his medical conditions on top of that caused him to die. We just need more information on that. But can you speak when you're choking? Usually, it's a quiet. Unfortunately, it's a quiet type of death, but you can't. People that have choked have been able to express themselves vocally, and it does happen. So you could still be, able to communicate. Unfortunately, it's sad. It's really sad. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. They say ibuprofen is stunting the growth of crops. They say our everyday painkillers and anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen that are flushed out into the environment because we pee and poop them out, etc., are unfortunately stunting the growth of important food crops. Scientists have assessed the impact of a range of commonly used non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications on crops that we eat, like lettuce and radish. Now, some of you are like, are you kidding me? The lettuce and radish that I'm eating have contaminants from your pee and your poop. Well, hopefully they're cleaned. Anyway, they found that these drugs, like their anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen, could change the way the roots and the stems of the plants grow in the first few weeks of germinating. So in some of the cases, the drugs suppressed the growth and led to the roots being shorter, while others enhanced the growth of the leaves. It also affected the way the crops took up water. Now, more than 30 million of these drugs are prescribed or, taken over the counter on a regular basis. It's a lot. Dr. Claire Redshaw, lead author at the European Center for Environmental and Human Health at the University of Exeter, said the findings raise serious questions about how the medication we use is altering the environment. Now, they're also looking at wildlife. All right, well, if it's affecting plants, is it also affecting wildlife? All right, if ibuprofen is going to affect lettuce leaves opening or things like that, I would say, why don't you clean the water a little better? 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, one of you wanted me to talk about inflammation and heart attack. Remember, we've talked about this before on how we're really concerned about our gums and people being sick, people being diabetic, etc., because we're finding a link between, quote-unquote, inflammation and heart disease. All right? Either it's some of the blood troops and responders that come into play when you have inflammation, or it's the actual inflammatory agents themselves like pollution, etc. But we keep hearing this topic come back up. Something that's inflaming us could later cause a heart attack. And so we always tell you to make sure you decrease inflammatory stuff. All right, so decrease pollution. Decrease crappy food. Decrease family coming over to stay with you for months at a time. You want to decrease inflammatory things. This is why We need to, you know, really, really look at people with gout or high uric acid. Maybe they don't have gout, but they have high uric acid. Maybe that's inflammatory. This is why we look at C-reactive protein and some of the other markers that look at possible inflammation. Well, Fox News has a real nice article here on an anti-inflammation diet. And these are supposed to be 13 tips to help improve your health. So that's nice. And no, don't just take anti-inflammatories. Anti-inflammatories, those medications are anti-inflammatory for your joints, etc. And those can in and of itself cause heart problems also because of the pharmaceutical itself. Could be irritating. We've seen that could cause heart disease. It could also cause inflammation of lung lining. So people will say, well, then, if we need to be anti-inflammatory, let's just take some steroids. No, because that could hurt the heart also. Everything can hurt the heart. You know, if you have been listening to my show now for almost 6 years, okay, and we're going to be celebrating my sixth birthday on air January 9th. Everything hurts and everything kills us, right? That's the gist of the show. Okay, so have fun. Anyway, the experts are weighing in. Fox News reports the best ways to fight inflammation with the foods you eat. So first and foremost, they say, and I'm sure you guys already have this memorized, you have to fill your plate with vegetables. I know, not French fries. Vegetables alkalize the body to combat over acidity. I still don't know about this whole acid-base thing because your stomach acid eats up whatever it wants to eat up anyway. According to Sherry Calborn, a nutritionist and author of the Juice Ladies Anti-Inflammation Diet. But I agree with her on broccoli, cauliflower, cruciferous vegetables, greens. These are some of the healthiest things you can eat. They say Chinese women who ate the most of these had significantly less inflammation than those who ate the fewest. They also recommended, why don't we go gluten-free? In the past 50 years, wheat has been hybridized and genetically modified to be fluffy. But our bodies were never meant to handle this type of super gluten. Gluten is a protein in bread that is really bothering a lot of our guts. So I agree with Sherry, Dr. Calburn on this. What's more is if you, let's say, don't have celiac or GI symptoms, etc., they say gluten can slowly contribute to the amount of inflammation in your body over time. She says maybe go to gluten-free or teff or millet or quinoa. I don't know. I just skip the bread. Cut down on sugar. Our bodies run on glucose, all right? And we need glucose, but we don't know what to do if there's too much. And remember, a lot of the glucose or the sugar we have is confectionery type stuff that, again, our body was never designed to. It's man-made type of corn syrup and candy and food colorings and things like that. And so they recommend to cut that back. And then fruit. You can eat fruit. Okay? The fructose may reverse inflammation, but you got to be careful because, again, the glycemic load. The more of a glycemic load, the more sugary. So less glycemic load are the fruits that aren't as sweet, like your blueberries, your raspberries, those kinds of things, okay? They say you got to nix bag, box, drive-through type foods, okay? The preservatives and the dyes can cause inflammation. They say this can cause brain changes like dementia, Alzheimer's, ADHD. See, I think you get ADHD from just eating fast food in and of itself. I get the fast food, I start to eat. I don't wait and sit down and set the table for dinner. I just start to eat. They say you need to also reduce your meat. For those that join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. The fat in animal protein leads to inflammation. So you need to decrease your meat intake to 4 to 6 ounces a day. And choose organic, grass-fed varieties without antibiotics or hormones. Plant-based diet like fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, seeds, and beans reduce inflammation. They also say to ditch the dairy. Dairy, we know, kind of helps produce mucus. Like when my pediatric patients come in and they're all kind of sinusy, you know, that kind of thing when they're sick, I say, you know, you may want to cut back on the dairy temporarily, even though it's very, very important for them to get their dairy as kids. But as an adult, cutting dairy, we found to be very, very healthy. They said almond or coconut milk may be better choices than cow milk. Spices. They say herbs and spices a lot of times are anti-inflammatory, believe it or not. You would think that if you spice things up and you started to have acid reflux, that could be inflammatory. Again, I would say be careful. However, turmeric, we're hearing some real good things about, so I'm excited about that. They also say to choose healthy fats like your omega-3s, your omega-6s, salmon, mackerel, nuts, seeds, avocado, olive oil, coconut oil, flaxseed oil, olives. Those things help your healthy fats, help decrease inflammation. And then, of course, water. Right? You got to drink up your water. According to Dr. Wilson, they say men should aim for 3 liters and women should have about 2.2 liters of purified water a day. Drink, of course, more when you exercise or if you live in an area where you're sweating more. If you're worried about drinking purified water because it doesn't have the fluoride, you could always get fluoride supplements. Okay, soy. This is interesting. They say soy could help reduce inflammation. They say, unfortunately, soy is 90% of the time genetically modified, so you need to pick non-GMO soy foods or organic, they say, like tofu or tempeh. Sorry, I'm not a soy food eater, so I don't know. I am probably going to, over the next few years, really start to look into the soy because I'm feeling my estrogen drop, and I'm thinking I need to edamame my way throughout the day. Eat regularly. If your sugar isn't balanced, you start throwing out insulin at odd times. That could cause inflammation. So you want to eat good foods, not super sugary foods. And you want to eat foods in little bits at a time and make sure you're balanced. But they say you could have a treat. A small glass of wine with dinner. A piece of dark chocolate for dessert. Green tea, black tea provide antioxidants. A little bit of coconut oil into your morning coffee or afternoon tea. I don't know. I don't drink tea. I don't drink coffee. I would rather do this. All week long, save up on my treat, change that dark chocolate to milk chocolate, and then just go to town at the end of the week. But no nuts in my milk chocolate, please. Or flax seeds, please. So this whole idea of inflammation, you guys are noticing, and we were going to talk about this previously. Another study came out saying, look, when we're talking about heart attack, it may not be the fat. It's really about the carbs. So your goal is less sugars, less starches, less carbs. The less of the carbs you eat, the better. All right? The less soda pop, the less high fructose corn syrup, the less of any of that, the better. The more you go back to the olden days, where you're eating basic meats and vegetables, etc. Now, there was a study coming out. We're going to talk about that. I want to read it. It caught my eye when we were on break that many vegetarians go back to eating meat. We'll talk about that when we get back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say in this one study, 84% of vegetarians eventually go back to eating meat. Half of them will go back to eating meat within 1 year. Almost a third reported that they had relapsed within 3 months. And it wasn't beef, it was chicken that drove them back. This is a study being reported by Daily Mail. Researchers found 84% of vegetarians and vegans eventually gave up the lifestyle choice, a third relapsing within 3 months. Former vegetarians said, unfortunately, what had happened was their meat-eating friends wouldn't support them. They didn't like being the odd one out, and they couldn't resist cravings for meat. In November, a landmark U.S. study claimed switching to a vegetarian diet could reverse diabetes. And we talked about that. If you cut the meat, I remember in the 80s, we talked about that. You know, my father was diabetic. My mom came home, said, if you cut the meat, you'll stop the diabetes. And, I mean, his diabetes almost improved. We've known about that for years. Meat isn't really the best thing because in terms of regulating your insulin, etc. I am a fan of people being vegetarian and vegan. Personally, though, I'm a meat eater. Anyway, so is being vegetarian a phase? How do you stick to it? Well, Australian researchers found that vegetarians on the whole will be healthier. They'll smoke less, they'll drink less, all right? Unfortunately, Australian researchers found 18% more likely to have depression. They said they also found 28% to be more likely to suffer panic attacks and anxiety disorders. This, as a doctor with my practice, I've seen. I've had patients, and it's killed me to tell them to do this, but I have patients coming in thinking they need medication or being on their medication, and the medication isn't working or something's not going right. I said, look, okay, I'm not telling you to go eat beef or chicken, but maybe taking some fish. Tell me what happens if you eat some fish. You could still be vegetarian, okay? And I promise I won't tell anybody. We'll let you go back. But I just need to know, do your symptoms get better when you get some sort of meat in you? Okay? And there really shouldn't be, you know, science behind that. But a lot of times my patients are like, that's what I had to do. I went home. I took some tuna. And things have been different ever since. So, and again, I don't want to change anybody from, if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, good for you. I'm proud of you guys. I think that's healthy. I think that's wonderful. But what I don't want is you guys going on antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, having issues, not, you know, and it's not worth it. I'd rather you get a little bit of fish in you if you can. They surveyed more than 11,000 adults in the U.S. and found that 2% were currently vegetarian and 88% had always eaten meat or fish. Another 10% had formerly followed a plant-based diet but then went back to eating meat. Now, the average age to first adopt a vegetarian diet, believe it or not, was not young, but it was 34. They say a large majority of former vegetarians said they transitioned to the diet very quickly, all right? It was like, I'm going to do it, as opposed to I'm going to, you know. I mean, some people like go, well, I'll eat meat a couple times a week and then do it, etc. They said the most common reason for the motivation was it'll make me healthy. They said the numbers of people going back to eating meat, unfortunately, were disappointing. They say the average age of current vegans and vegetarians in the United States, however, is about 42. The large majority are women. 74% of the vegetarians and 69% of the vegans are actually female. Another interesting part to the study is they found that they tended to lean more towards liberal politics. 52% identify as liberal. 14% say they were conservative. Also, they were less likely to say that they actively practiced a religion. Now, animal rights groups, you know, for those of us that love our animals, I love animals, okay? But I love them so much I want to eat them. I mean, not my cats and dogs and stuff like that. So, I don't like it when in the news they make us feel like if we eat meat, we don't like animals. And for those of you who are nodding your head, okay, I get it. An animal has to be killed for us to eat. But I walk through a grocery store, and I'm buying, I don't know, toilet paper. And as I try to find the toilet paper section, I walk by the meat section. and there's all these cuts of meat just sitting there. If somebody doesn't eat that meat, then that animal died in vain, right? Because that meat is just going to spoil, and then it's just going to get thrown out somewhere. So how I look at it is I will never ask somebody to go and kill an animal for meat to eat. Okay, God willing, I'm never in a survival situation. However, if I go into a store and I think that that store is not going to sell out in the meat, I want to do my part. And you're not buying that, are you? You're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love eating meat, but I love animals too. My husband had this YouTube video of somebody, of a group of kids that found, I guess, a shark that was beached and unfortunately dead. For some reason, they decided to dissect the shark. And when they opened up the shark, there were live babies. And so they were able to take the baby sharks out of and put into the water. And they were, had to be very, very careful because the shark could still bite. So they were able to grab the babies by the tail. They were so cute, little baby sharks. And I thought that was a cool thing. So, no, I do not feel guilty because I think baby sharks are cute. Let me just kind of go, you know. What about being liberal or not following a particular religion, if you're, I don't understand that association. You know, I mean, because see, here's the thing. A lot of people that are vegetarian or vegan aren't doing it for a political cause. Many of them are doing it because they're like, you know, I don't have to. It's something I could cut. It's easy to cut. You know, one of my patients said, Dahlia, you know, rather than cutting carbs, I lose weight this way. This is how I keep my weight down. I could eat chocolate. I like, so if I give up meat, I can eat chocolate? Yeah. Now, again, meat, that won't work for me. For me, I have to cut the carbs. But for other people, they could have the carbs and the vegetables and be fine. You know, they're perfectly fine with bread and pasta and rice and no butter. If they're vegan, no butter. So it works. It works for them. And good for you guys. You make my job easier. I just don't have a lot of vegetarian or vegan patients, probably because you guys are too healthy to need to come in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to talk about tomorrow how smartphones are hurting our relationship. A new study of 143 women in serious relationships has said that 74% of them believe their smartphones are hurting their relationships and being a distraction from their normal connection with the partner or their spouse. Oh, absolutely. 100,000%. I could be talking to my husband and my phone does something and I look away. Do I gaze into my husband's eyes? Do I look at him like, oh, you are so burly and so handsome? No, I show more attention to my phone. It's called technoference, and it triggers a string of negative effects, such as lowering the quality of the relationship. It'll increase depression, give you less satisfaction, and unfortunately, it could lead to divorce. So, I don't want to go into all the details. We'll talk about it later over the next couple of days. But, you know, for those of you that do have a smartphone, all right, just, you know, take 5 minutes. Just shut it down for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Shut it down. Okay? Next day, 10 minutes. Next day, 15 minutes. You can do it. 1-877-DOLLY.
Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now. Because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-726-9415. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-726-9415. That's 1-800-726-9415. Call 1-800-726-9415.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.